Chapter 1 of The Story of Joan of Arc. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Tim Freeberg-Renwick. The Story of Joan of Arc by Andrew Lang. Chapter 1. The Childhood of Joan of Arc. Joan of Arc was perhaps the most wonderful person who ever lived in the world. The story of her life is so strange that we could scarcely believe it to be true if all that happened to her had not been told by people in a court of law and written down by her deadly enemies while she was still alive. She was burned to death when she was only 19. She was not 17 when she first led the armies of France to victory and delivered her country from the English. Joan was the daughter of a poor man in a little country village. She had never learned to read or write or mount a horse, yet she was so wise that many learned men could not puzzle her by questions. She was one of the best riders in France, one of the most skilled in aiming cannons, and so great a general that she defeated the English again and again, and her army was never beaten till her king deserted her. She was so brave that severe wounds could not stop her from leading on her soldiers, and so tender-hearted that she would comfort the wounded English on the field of battle and protect them from cruelty. She was so good that her enemies could not find the one true story to tell against her in the least thing, and she was so modest that in the height of her glory she was wishing to be at home in her father's cottage, sewing or spinning beside her mother. Joan, who was born at Domremy in the east of France on January 6, 1412, lived in a very unhappy time. For nearly 100 years the kings of England had been trying to make themselves kings of France, just as they had been trying to make themselves kings of Scotland. Perhaps they might have succeeded if they had confined themselves to one conquest at a time, but they left Scotland alone while they were attacking France, and then Scotland sent armies to help the French, as at other times the French sent armies to help Scotland. 8 years before Joan was born, a sad thing happened to her country. Henry V of England had married the Princess Catherine of France, and the French, or some of them, tired of being beaten in war, consented to let the child of Henry and the Princess Catherine be their king, instead of the son of their old king. The old king's son was called the Dauphin. That was the title of the eldest son of the French kings. This Dauphin was named Charles. His friends went on fighting the English for his sake, but he was not crowned king. The coronations of French kings were always done in the cathedral at Reims, where they were anointed with sacred oil. The oil was kept in a very old flask, which was said to have been brought from heaven, to a saint, by an angel. No eldest son of the king was thought really king of France after his father's death, till he had been anointed with this heavenly oil at Reims by the archbishop. It's important to remember this. You'll see the reason afterwards. Now Reims was in the power of the English, so the Dauphin, Charles, could not go there and be made king in earnest. The English said that he was not the son of his father, the late king, which made him very unhappy. We shall hear how Joan comforted him and made him king for good and all. What Scots and Frenchmen could not do, she did. In the meantime, the French were divided into two parties. Some sided with the Dauphin, Prince Charles. More, and especially all the people of Burgundy and the Duke of Burgundy, a great and rich country, were on the side of the English. So they fought very cruelly, for the land was full of companies of ill-paid soldiers, who plundered the poor, so that towns fell into decay. Many fields were empty of sheep and cows, and the roads became covered with grass. In the villages a boy used to watch all day from the spire of the church to see whether any soldiers were riding up. If they came, the cattle were driven into the woods, and men, women, and children ran to hide themselves, carrying such things away as they could. The soldiers of all sorts robbed equally, for they had often no regular pay, and the Scots were not behindhand in helping themselves wherever they went. Even gentlemen and knights became chiefs of troops of robbers, so that whoever won in the wars, the country people were always being plundered. In the middle of these miseries, Joan was born.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?